We're continuing different terms and what's included in those terms. If a person makes a neder not to eat yerek, vegetables, he can eat pumpkins. That is not a standard yerek. Rabbi Akiva, the term yerek in those days did not include pumpkins. Today, if you say a vegetable, you would be asking pumpkins. Rabbi Akiva says it's also. Why? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Oyma Adam Lishluchai Kachli Yerek, Vuama Lomatasi Yelad Luyim. If you send a messenger to this shuk to buy things for you, say buy me a yerek. So if he comes back with the letters, you're happy. If he only sees Luyim there, he would ask a second time to make sure that's what his mishaleh, if he wants to send him once. Amar Lo Kein Adama. He says I agree with you. Osheva Amar Lo Lomatasi Yelad Kitnis. He said that I didn't find a yerek, but I found chickpeas. Or beans. In those days, chickpeas and beans were, it's like today, you ask someone to buy a vegetable, and he says, I didn't find any vegetables, but I found milk. There's no connection between the two. So from the fact that the shliach asks a second time, there's a sign that it is shaykh to Yerokas. El shet luyim b'chlal yerek, it must be, because luyim is b'chlal yerek, it's not just the classic yerek. They can say b'chlal yerek, but the beans, legumes are not included in the term yerek. For also the pulam mitzri lach umuta b'yavesh, he's also to eat some type of bean that was eaten like a peas. It's not the peas; it's another type of bean that was eaten fresh. Because anything eaten fresh is considered yerek, but the dried beans are not included in the term of yerek.